This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and satellite streaming live all around the world. And we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world. Also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, also the security officers and the Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail center, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. And the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you very much for being there and for doing the job you do to keep America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes out to our roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and all the guys in the Merchant Marine fleet out there that are behind the wheels of the big ships tonight and doing what they're doing. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great, great, great republic was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, I want to give a special shout-out to everybody that showed up tonight at Club 45 over there in Brandon here. We were over there, talked to a lot of people, made some new friends over there. And what's really impressing me about who's coming out to these Trump rallies and meetings, a lot of young people, a lot of new young people.
That is really amazing to hear, Captain. Because we always hear on the news media that somehow all of the young people, at least a good portion of them, are going to the Bernie Sanders campaign. But here you go with some young folks who are looking around and seeing with their own eyes exactly what's happening in our country and saying to themselves, this is great. I want a part of this.
Well, that's exactly what's going on, and we're happy to report that to the people that are out there, that we keep seeing more and more young people all the time when we get out there. Now, Mini Mike is a little bit shorter today as a result of what's been going on there. If you thought the debate was something, they kept right on pounding him today.
They certainly did, and certainly this was not the day after the debate sort of messaging that you'd want to be having as a candidate for President of the United States. In fact, I seem to recall hearing Mayor Bloomberg earlier yesterday saying that, hey, we're going down the road to nominate basically Bernie Sanders. But I was thinking, why go out and even say stuff like that? As a candidate, you want to say, I'm going to get the nomination. I am here in order. And in other words, you know, don't worry about these other people. You've got to hear all of my great ideas and not just simply try to scare people in that regard, because obviously they have to vote for you. But Michael Bloomberg demonstrated, Captain, that he is not a consummate politician in any stretch of the imagination. Yes, he did win the, to be mayor of New York City, but he's not playing on a national stage and certainly wasn't expecting the buzzsaw he ran into at the debate.
Well, he came out today and he said that he's expecting this to be a brokered convention where he's going to win it.
That's right. And we hear more and more talk about this. In earlier times, brokered conventions were almost the norm, or at least they weren't viewed as they are today. But over the last 10, 20, 40, 50 years, I should say, we've really seen what they call the front-loading of these conventions. That's why sometime in about March, early April, we should have some idea as to really who's going to be getting the nomination. That's the traditional path. But because of the chaos going on and because Bernie Sanders represents not only very bad things for America, but extremely bad things as well for the Democrat Party, talking about down-ticket voting, we might see a big fight going on, could end up in a brokered convention.
Well, Bernie Sanders is a socialist, make no mistake about it. He's not a Democrat, he's not a Republican, he's an independent, but he's totally aligned with socialism. But he's a communist right there in the middle of everything. And oh, by the way, he's also aligned himself with the Justice Socialists.
Well, right. And, you know, you will get pushback if you say the communist word in conjunction with Bernie Sanders. But I don't really have a problem with that.
No.
Because if we go back and listen to what he said about the Soviet Union back in the 80s, at the height of the Cold War with Ronald Reagan, and on it went, lauding the Soviet system, lauding how wonderful everything was, et cetera, et cetera. That to me, Captain, is I was a young person back in the Cold War, that to me would simply equal communist dupe. And I say that, and I don't say that with a lot of laughter or anything like that. It's a very serious thing.
Well, every time he opens his mouth and talks about the people, the people's union, the union workers, and all that sort of stuff, that's what the communists did. They got everybody under the fold and brought them directly under the Iron Curtain country, and that's how the beginning of the end was there. All right, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Roger Stone gets 40 months in jail. Was it too much? We'll talk about it when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Masked Man riding on the white horse in the middle of the night, and we'll get right back to him in a minute. Now, if you're struggling with any kind of pain, you've got nagging pain, you don't know what to do, you're kind of reached the end of the rope, you're taking medication, but it's really not cutting it, or you're taking extra handouts of a leave or whatever the situation might be, Advil, and it's just not working, then let me suggest that you try Relief Factor, because the three-week quick start is $19.95. It is exactly that. It's a three-week supply of all natural capsules that will take you to a different level. You'll probably, for the most part, get rid of your pain, because apparently, with what the statistics are that we see, about 80% of the people that do the three-week quick start wind up staying on it because it worked. Now, I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months, coming up on 3 years and 11 months, and it works for me, and it has since about the second week that I tried it. All you do is order it, the three-week quick start, $19.95, and follow the directions. Take it the way it says to take it. Don't cut any shortcuts, and you'll find out what's going to happen next. Now, if you're suffering from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, just general pain in general, then I want you to try the Relief Factor three-week quick start and see what it does for you. Now, go to the website,
ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and that's how you order it. That gets you on it, and away you go. And, again, what have you got to lose but pain? This is an all-natural remedy, and when you go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, you'll see a little video tutorial there that'll tell you about the natural ingredients that are in there and how it's good for you anyway and how it works. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Roger Stone sentencing yesterday, a total of 40 months. Obviously, the judge lowered the sentence because she realized, I guess, that the sentence was way too long to begin with, 9 years. It never should have been that. Even under the guidelines, it could have been shorter than that. It could have been 9 months with a fine. But he got a $20,000 fine in 40 months in prison, which they're going to appeal, so he's not going to go to prison right away. So what do you think about all of this?
Well, this is a very interesting situation that we've seen unfold. Certainly the original suggestion of 7 to 9 years was obviously a punitive suggestion. It seems to go hand in hand, even though even the president himself, Captain, President Trump, has talked about how Roger Stone's a character. He generates strong feelings, basically, and he is a little different. Those are the president's words, different. But that sentencing seemed to have been a punitive suggestion because Roger Stone was either supportive of the president or tied to the president in some way in terms of the public's perception. So the fact that the sentence came down and it was more within the usual guidelines is overall a good thing. But what's going on right now, of course, is the notion that if there was a biased jury member and even the foreperson of that jury, it does beg the question, did Roger Stone really get a fair trial? And that would be true for Roger Stone or for you or me or anybody else in the United States of America. That's why this is so serious.
Well, I agree with all that. Plus, of course, he also paid a $20,000 fine. Now, the new prosecutor that was working on the case, who took the place of the four that resigned a week before, he also originally called for the 9 year. He just repeated what they did. He called for the 9 year sentencing.
Well, right. Yeah. And again, I think it goes to the idea that if you're in the Washington area, in particular, in this particular instance, and if you're tied to President Trump, there are people who really want to send a message. And that message, even for, in this case of Roger Stone, but overall, the message from the so-called deep state or the anti-Trump people in Washington is, if you're going to support this president, work with this president, well, you better lawyer up, because we're going to be coming for you in some way, shape, or form. And it's the idea to discourage people not only to speak up but even to serve in the administration ultimately. And that's what I think we've been witnessing with some of these different prosecutions and sort of these, as the president might even call, witch hunts that we've watched.
Did you hear what Adam Schiff said yesterday when there was a rumor circulating that the president might pardon Roger Stone? Did you hear what he said?
What did he say?
We'll have to start an investigation about this because this just isn't something, this isn't right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope Adam Schiff can go check and find out exactly what the president's powers are in terms of being able to pardon. Now, Anybody he wants, that's right.
Anytime he wants.
And I think this is really important. And this is why I think we're not going to see any movement on pardoning or commuting any sentence anytime soon.
Oh, let me interject something.
Sure.
How many people has Donald Trump pardoned so far?
Let's see. I don't know the exact number.
I do. Yeah. 40. How many people did Barack Obama pardon?
Oh, it's like 1,900 or something.
That's right.
Yeah,
1,900.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where's the complaint there, Adam Schiff?
Yeah, no kidding. We'll see, but that, again, this is when the president exercises his powers as the chief executive, as president, Adam Schiff and the rest of the Democrats just sort of lose their minds. But I don't think President Trump's going to move on Roger Stone pardoning anytime soon, only because if a new trial is garnered in this case, I think the president will want to let that play out.
Sure.
If only for the integrity of our justice system, because obviously it would be better to have that process play out rather than jump right to the pardon. But I think the president has now said that he's not going to let these things go by.
Now, there's a Gallup poll out there that, and this is a Gallup poll, folks. This is not a Republican poll. It's more or less leans to the left, a Gallup poll, and it says that President Trump's approval rating is still holding steady at 49%.
Isn't that something? And that's because, Captain, it's very hard for even the pollsters now to try to get the answers that some people might be looking for, obviously. But people, again, they're looking around. They realize that the economy is chugging along. They realize that the impeachment thing was a complete hoax by Adam Schiff and the rest
of them. Well, now, wait a minute. Let me stop you for a second because I want to keep moving here.
Sure.
MSNBC is back up with the Russian probe that they got the next round of the Russian probe. The Russians are doing this. The Russians, they had him impeach these people because they were working with Russia.
Well,
I'm serious.
That's, you know, because they're just falling back on the same old thing. But I had heard that there was some other information about possible Russian involvement in the 2020 election that is being uncovered. But again, that's not Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, let's move on here. The CDC is saying that the U.S. response has been delayed with trouble with the virus tests for the coronavirus, that they're having a problem with that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I think it has something to do with lab counts, and they don't want to go with that, and only because it's not as accurate as they thought. So again, this shows what the murky kind of nature that we're dealing with. Is someone sick or aren't they? I mean, this is a very, very bad situation all around, wherever you are in the world.
Well, you can have the flu, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got the coronavirus.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, unfortunately, a lot of people will come down with the flu, as we see happen each flu season, as it were. But you're right, it's not necessarily the coronavirus, but the fear factor and possible hysteria, perhaps not in the United States as a general rule, but in different parts of the world where we see these outbreaks happening and getting more numbers, even from places like South Korea and, of course, Japan as well, that are very concerning.
By the way, did you hear what Judge Napolitano said tonight on Fox?
What's that?
He said that Roger Stone deserves a new trial.
Wow, that's very interesting. Napolitano, of course, coming out and saying that. But see, that's the thing. Again, when it's so blatantly biased, that's everybody, regardless if you're...
Well, remember why it's biased? Because you had the foreperson, it was a woman, on the jury that was an anti-Trump activist who was tweeting all the time she was on the jury anti-Trump rhetoric.
That's right, and she was a Democrat candidate for Congress at one point, and if you or I did that, Captain, on a local case that you got called for jury duty on, you'd be off the jury panel immediately, and they might even go for a mistrial for stuff like that. That's how important it is.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back, and when we do, we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about Dana Rohrabacher, who is a former Republican congressman out of California, and the fact that he believes that Julian Assange is headed to the United States shortly on a deal that was brokered out to bring him back here and have him talk about all the stuff he knows that's going to get some people in big trouble.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's longtime political confidant, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for witness tampering, lying to, and obstructing Congress. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson dismissed the arguments by Stone's lawyers that he shouldn't go to prison. They said his poor health and lack of criminal history should warrant no prison time. President Trump railed against the convictions during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
What happened to Roger Stone? And it happened to General Flynn, and it happened to, I won't name names, it happened to a lot of people, and destroyed a lot of people's lives.
One day after the Las Vegas debate finds Democratic presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg in Utah.
Donald Trump is the world's biggest schoolyard bully, with no respect for civility, for decency, or facts, or honesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you got, oh gosh, a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a boat, an RV, or a Sea-Doo or a Ski-Doo, how would you like to see if you could save some money with the insurance? And, oh, by the way, if you bundle it with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, which they also have at Geico, you definitely will save money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they'll do for you. All you do is put in your zip code and tell them a little bit about yourself, and they'll issue a quote that way. And they'll also tell you, if you need to know, where your local agent is so that you can talk to a live person instead of talking to the computer. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The gag order on the Roger Stone case. That was issued back, I don't know, about what, maybe a third of the way through the case, because Stone was going on all these programs talking about it.
Right, yeah, and yeah, exactly. He would go on cable news channels and talk about his thing, exactly, yeah.
And he's still under a gag order, is that correct?
Well, that's what I gleaned earlier, Captain, because I think he wasn't talking to reporters at all when he came out of the courthouse earlier. So, as I recall, I think that was because of that. He can't, and especially if they're going to be under appeal, he may not be able.
Well, that's the thing. That was what I was going, where I was going to go with this. I believe when the case is under appeal and there was a gag order issued on the other case, that gag order goes right along with the case to be appealed.
That may be the case here, and certainly Roger Stone, would no doubt want to go out and make some kind of comments, but he could be in some very hot water as he was before with the judge.
Right. Now, the other thing is that we know that the president has weighed in on this and said that he would consider pardoning Stone, and we just got done telling everybody that Shifty Schiff said that if the president does that, then they're going to launch an immediate investigation.
Well, yeah, they want to investigate what the president had for breakfast, that kind of thing. And it's
post-toasties.
Really bad. Post-toasties, exactly. But that's also soundbite material for him. And simply to try to sort of keep this thing going where literally every single thing the president does is some kind of impeachable offense. But people have tuned out Adam Schiff, I think, to a great degree. And, instead of doing congressional representative stuff, he's going to keep saying this kind of thing, I guess.
All right, now who is Dana Rohrabacher?
Dana Rohrabacher is a former U.S. representative, and he represented several different districts here in Southern California, including the 42nd, 46th, and finished out the last three terms of his tenure in the 48th Congressional District.
All right, now he apparently went to Europe, but he said that he didn't. He wasn't over there to talk to Julian Assange or be part of a meeting that was hastily arranged, and he wasn't representing the president when he decided to talk to Julian Assange. But there is a rumor circulating that Julian Assange has been offered a full pardon by the president if he comes to this country and spills the beans on however he got that information.
Right. Yeah. The story we have, Captain, is that according to Rohrabacher, he did speak to Julian Assange and told him that if he could give evidence about who gave the WikiLeaks emails to him, and remember, in other interviews, Assange says it wasn't a state actor, so that's also very important. But that if that were to be the case, and he would give this evidence, Rohrabacher evidently tells him that he could petition the president to try to give him a pardon. But we understand from the White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham, they say that it's unlikely that Rohrabacher can come right into the president. Says he barely knows Dana Rohrabacher. And never spoken to him on this subject, but perhaps Dana Rohrabacher could at least make a phone call or try to get a hold of the president. But it's a very interesting development because obviously I think a lot of people want to know exactly where these things came from.
Now, the president took a little trip and was in Colorado Springs last night, correct?
Yes, that's right, for a while.
And Colorado Springs is famous because what do you think they're going to put there?
Well, the president brought up the idea of where the Space Force is going to be headquartered, and didn't exactly put it on the nose, but at least he was telling the crowd there he's going to be making a big decision.
And what else is in Colorado Springs that the Air Force has there?
Isn't that the Air Force Academy?
It is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so this is going to be very, very interesting. It certainly seems like it might be a good fit. And, someone asked me about the Space Force the other day, and because it has this science fiction connotation name to it, but I said, well, wait a minute. There's some people out there that don't like us. And they would love to be able to, disable our satellites, attack or any other of our space endeavors and so forth during a time of war. So might need a space force.
Now, wait till we get this one out there. The Inspector General, in reviewing the war on terror over in the Middle East, and in particular Syria, says that the United States military lost $715 million in weapons in the fight with ISIS in Syria. Now, they're saying that the U.S. did not properly store or account for nearly $715 million worth of weapons. And these are all small arms we're talking about.
Yeah, this is a very, very big deal. Now, according to the IG report, Captain, they don't say whether or not they one way or the other, if the weapons got into the wrong hands.
Well, you want to bet money that they didn't get in our hands? That's why we're missing them, and they did get in other hands?
Right, exactly. So now this is part of a $930 million request earlier by the DOD. But yeah, this is, hopefully they're going to be able to either fix whatever went wrong and get the ability to take inventories properly and make sure that they have control of any of these kinds of things, especially in these different theaters where if it does get in the wrong hands, well, then we're just helping terrorists. They're a very bad thing.
Now, the mayor of London, mayoral candidate in London, is talking about the fact that because of the Olympics that are coming to the European area, that they can do a much better job with security in England than the other country that's supposed to be getting the Olympics. So what's this all about?
Well, right. Actually, it's the candidate for mayor in London, and we understand that he's still trailing the current London mayor, Sadiq Khan, in the opinion polls, but he's talking about what could happen in Tokyo, Japan, if the situation with the coronavirus continues to escalate or continues to be a major issue, because obviously you'd have people from all over the world descending on Tokyo about 150-something days or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so if that would be the case, and we're still looking at a possible a health emergency, a pandemic, something that we wouldn't want to spread, that's what he's saying. Whether or not that's going to help him in the election in London is one thing, but it does beg the question, what do we do for something like this if coronavirus continues to be an issue?
And finally, Congressman Matt Gaetz yesterday went on The View and got into it with Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg.
That's right. It's kind of an enter at your own risk kind of a thing. And just the day before, it was AOC on the hot seat. Then it was Matt Gaetz. But I heard him commenting a little bit about that, Captain. And he said he thought that, if I recall correctly, that he thought that Joy Behar just looked kind of dejected about the whole thing having to do with the state of the Democrat Party and certainly the debate that was complete.
And he was smart to bring that up there because she couldn't, there was nothing to argue, because it's true. The Democratic Party is in disarray.
It's right. It's in complete disarray. There is no real message. You can't go out in the street and ask people, what are the Democrats all about? Because, well, you got the socialists and you got the others and, you got people who, want to bring back Obamacare or this kind of stuff, but there is no real cohesive thing.
And again, it's the Justice Democrats you have to be careful for, because I told the group, last night when I was doing my little review over Club 45 that some of these younger candidates that have popped up around the country to challenge to primary the incumbents are not who they say they are. They're Justice Democrats, but you won't know until you elect them, so you got to vet these people carefully, very carefully.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. I'll tell everybody how to get you here in a minute.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. KyleWarrenShow.com. Go over there. Check it out. And here's more. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
dancing around the table, and you guys in the trucks that were asleep are not asleep anymore, because I'm telling you, that'll get you going. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll AC/DC. And that was probably one of their better songs to get things going out there. By the way, I'm going to drop this into the chat room. You guys can have fun over there listening to this here in just a second. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And check out one of the pilots out there. You're going to love what you're going to find when you go into the Pilot Travel Center. Now, it's not just hot dogs and a bag of chips and a Coke or a cup of coffee anymore. You've got Wendy's. You've got Arby's. You've got McDonald's out there in some of these full-service Pilot Travel Centers, if you will. And, of course, it all gets better from there when you go to the Flying J's, because of the sit-down restaurants. And in there, you'll find a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And depending on how big they are and where they're at, you could also see maybe a Chester's Chicken or a Dairy Queen or a Pizza Hut or a Subway or Taco Bell or even a Dunkin' Donuts in one of the Flying J's. So there you go. Now, let's take a look at the weather, because the weather tonight, the storm that's been moving across from the Central Plains over to the East Coast is now pretty much centered in the eastern part of North Carolina and Virginia. Now, if you're going up I-95 tonight, you're going to have some interesting travel conditions coming out of South Carolina up into North Carolina. The weather right now tonight the low is anywhere from 30 to 32 degrees, going right up towards the nation's capital, and a little cooler in a couple other spots. Now, because we had rain that turned to sleet, that turned to freezing rain, and then back to sleet, and then back to snow today, you're going to have probably some black ice to deal with tonight out there on Interstate 95 north-south through Virginia, again from the nation's capital south all the way down to the South Carolina border with North Carolina. Now, we still have a winter storm warning, which should be over this morning for Norfolk and Virginia Beach and the Hampton Roads area. Several inches of snow have fallen, and it's cloudy right now. It was cloudy a couple minutes ago, and 32 degrees right there in Norfolk. So, again, that's the temperatures right for ice on the roads and all that. So be careful if you're in that area. Please be careful. And we're going to move along and move up into upstate New York. We've got rain tonight from the Poconos going up I-81 into central New York towards Syracuse and Binghamton. You got rain there. You got rain to the west towards Elmira, and rain to the east over towards, let's see. It's not that far east of Binghamton, maybe 30 miles or so. And then way up north tonight, way up north by Watertown, you do still have a little lingering area of lake effect snow up in there. And way up in upper Michigan tonight, in the upper peninsula, over there north of Wisconsin, you've got some weather up in there. It looks like it's snow, freezing cold temperatures up there. Things are literally purple up there, which means it's really cold in that part of the country. Now, behind the storm down below, North Carolina, Tennessee, North Georgia, and most of South Carolina, you got some brisk winds blowing around in there, so be advised of that. Might be some little left behind ice, too. You do have a freeze warning tonight and frost warning for the northern and eastern part of Florida along I-10, Lake City over to Jacksonville, Duval County up north to the line with Georgia, and then Georgia looks like it's all the way from Valdosta over to Brunswick, a freeze and a frost warning through that area. Now, there's still some rain along the Mississippi River and the western part of Tennessee tonight. Still some flooding going on around Jackson, but the rain has not, it's not as strong as it was for the past couple of days, so it's there. So you got flooding, of course, in that area. Jackson, Mississippi is still a real, real mess. Now let's go out west. We'll stay on I-10 for a minute. Right around Fort Stockton in the higher elevations of Fort Stockton towards the Mexican border tonight, we got a little bit of snow going on down there. Got some winds going on into El Paso. The last 30 or miles or so of Texas to El Paso got winds in that area. Got winds coming up out of El Paso to the north into New Mexico, the southern and southeastern part of New Mexico. And then going out west to California, things aren't looking too bad. It looks like as if, though, we might have a another storm system forecast to move into Southern California and the desert southwest today and tomorrow with lower elevation rain and, once again, mountain snowfall. Now, we're not seeing any mountain snowfall yet, but I'm sure we will probably be talking about it on a weekend show. And that's what it's looking like tonight on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Also, you want to remember, we do get notes from folks that are out there on the highways and byways telling us about what's going on in different areas. So if you see something you think your brother truckers need to know about, you can let us know here in the chat room. Now, it's pretty simple how to get in there for you guys to keep communicating me outside the chat room. All you got to do is go to the official Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook, like the page, and then once you do that, you can tell me that you've liked it, then I can put you in the page, or you can send us a message off that page. It's going to come right through this little chat room group that we've got. It's called the Captain's Group, and it comes right through there, and we got it. And there's, let's see, there's 55 people in there right now at the moment that are talking back and forth. Let's see, 45. Let me make sure. It looks like we might have gained a couple. 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 3, 4, 5. There's 57 people in there. Okay. That are in there listening to us tonight, chiming around back and forth. They've had quite a little conversation going. By the way, I just put the It's a Long Way to the Top song in there, so guys could play that if they wanted to. And it looks like as if we may have some folks in there that might be playing it. All righty. Now, when we come back after the top of the hour break, again, the phone lines will be open, but we've got some audio here from some folks, and it's really interesting to hear. And let's see, Joe is chiming in. He just sent me something in the email. If he gets another trial, he gets all of the cost again, paying lawyers, investigating. Well, of course, Joe, that's the deal, unfortunately. And he's got a defense fund. I don't know how much money he's got in it, but he's got a defense fund. Roger Stone, we're talking about, where you can contribute money because he's up to his eyeballs and alligators when it comes to debt with these lawyers. And they do that on purpose because they're trying to squeeze them to where they'll cop a deal, and then they can do whatever they need to do. But in the meantime, they don't care. They don't care. All righty. And I've got to go. Top of the hour break. And good morning, Brett, to you. I see that you're in there in the chat room doing whatever. And we will be right back, so don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.